We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Blue Wire.
NBA Most Valuable Player, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis trailing the lob. Ooh. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
2 seconds. Middleton. Yes! Chris Middleton.
Back jumper. Got it!
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Welcome to The Buck Starts Here, your special Monday episode of the Eurostep. I'm Ty Windisch, and this is what you need to know about the Milwaukee Bucks for the week of Monday, February 17th. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. The Bucks played two real games last week and split them down the middle. First, Milwaukee handled the Kings on Monday night in a 123-111 victory, despite Giannis Antetokounmpo being a DNP new dad. Then the Bucks went and lost a 118-111 stinker against the Indiana Pacers in Indiana without Giannis, George Hill, who continues to sit out with that hamstring injury but is reportedly expected to come back after the All-Star break, and Kyle Korver, who is a DNP old. For more on that indie game, if you want more on that indie game, check out the last full-length Eurostep. The other meaningful stuff that took place this past week was at All-Star Weekend, and for once the game itself was actually super fun. I'll let Rohan go in depth on that though, just know that while it was fun, none of the Bucks won their various events throughout the weekend, which is definitely less fun. Now we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all things sports. March Madness, the Masters, Major League Opening Day, these are right around the corner. BetOnline.ag has you covered for all your latest news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. The best part is when you sign up, you get a 50% welcome bonus. The Wilder-Fury rematch goes down this Saturday night, and we can't think of a better way to wager on the fight than doing it with actual free money. Head over to betonline.ag and use our promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. We signed up, it's super easy, and if you're already into betting, it's a fantastic way to support this podcast. Again, that's promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, when you sign up at betonline.ag. BetOnline, these are your online sportsbook experts. Looking back at the Herds last week, Wisconsin rattled off two more wins and two tries. First, exacting some revenge on the College Park Skyhawks on the road on Tuesday, before coming home and handling the Greensboro Swarm on Thursday night. The Herd held a commanding double-digit lead heading into the fourth quarter against the Skyhawks, just to allow College Park back into the game late. Still, a balanced attack that saw seven Herd players score in double figures got Wisconsin the 118-115 win. As has been a trend lately, Jalen Adams led the way in scoring with 17 points. Between the two games this week, news broke that Adams would represent his country as part of the 2020 USA AmeriCup qualifying team, a squad made up entirely of G-Leaguers that will compete this week in two games against Puerto Rico, keeping Adams out of the Herd's next two games. Adams was also named to the midseason All-NBA G League team, along with Frank Mason and Rajon Tucker, as the Herd's dominant season continues to be reflected in awards and accolades. Mason was the one to lead the way in scoring against Greensboro, putting up 31 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists, and 2 steals in the 126-115 victory. The Swarm hung around for most of the game, but in the fourth quarter, Wisconsin pulled away to cement the win. On the way to the victory, Herd history was made. Jamario Jones, who leads the G League in both total rebounds and rebounds per game, set Wisconsin franchise records for total rebounds, offensive rebounds, and defensive rebounds. Put simply, no Herd player has ever grabbed as many rebounds as Jamario, and it took him just 34 games to rewrite the record books. A reminder, the Herd is in its third season of existence right now. It's kind of hard to ask Jamario how he's so good at rebounding anymore because it comes up pretty often, but I thought what he had to say about it this week was particularly interesting, so let's hop over to the Herd locker room and take a listen. But another season leading the G League in total and per game rebounds. How do you keep doing it?
I don't know. I guess it's just the motive in me, I guess, and like that's something I'm willing to do. See, we got Jalen, we got shooters, Cameron, DJ, all them. I made one today, though. Yeah. Like, we got scores. I can score, too, though, but like, I just wait till it comes to me. I'd rather do the little things what people don't see, realize.
And now, here's another perspective on this last week of Bucks basketball. This is your Milwaukee Bucks All-Star Vibe Check, courtesy of an All-Star himself, Rohan Kadi. Take it away, Rohan.
It was a busy few days for the Milwaukee Bucks at All-Star Weekend. On Friday night, we saw co-owner Mark Lazary compete in the Celebrity All-Star Game for the fifth time, suiting up for Team Stephen A. Unfortunately for him, Lazary was on the losing team, as Team Wilbon defeated Team Stephen A in an event that quite honestly did not interest me that much, and I'm sure it didn't interest a lot of you, but who knows. All-Star Saturday night saw two Bucks in two competitions, with Chris Middleton in the Skills Challenge and Planet Pat in the Dunk Contest. After defeating Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the first round, Middleton fell to Domantas Sabonis in the second round. It was a quick exit for Middleton, but that really isn't anything new for him during All-Star Saturday night. Oh, I'm sure Ty and I will talk about this at length on the next episode of the Eurostep, but Connaughton got robbed in the dunk contest, which led to him not even advancing to the second round. At least he didn't come last, which happened the last Buck that participated in the dunk contest. That was Giannis. That honor of coming last came to Superman Dwight Howard. Of course, the crown jewel of the weekend was the actual All-Star game. Team Giannis versus Team LeBron for the second straight year. However, this year had a new format, which led to quarter-by-quarter winners and an overall winner at the end. LeBron won the first quarter, Giannis won the second, the third was a tie, and it all came down to the fourth. Unfortunately for Bucks fans, as Anthony Davis sunk the game-winning free throw, that meant that Giannis was deprived of MVP for the fourth straight year because his team lost the game. Fourth straight year. That if Giannis' team had won the game, he would have won MVP. Giannis finished with 25 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocks. And Chris Middleton only had 5 points in a quiet showing. But Chris did have a off-the-backboard dunk, which is insane because this is Chris Middleton. But Chris has been getting up there nowadays. People are sleeping on his hops. He might be getting better at that. Watch out, Eric Bledsoe. I will say this game was a lot of fun. The intensity at the end was very refreshing for the All-Star game. Hopefully we see this intensity and energy and effort for a long time as Chris and Giannis and hopefully more can continue to represent Milwaukee for years to come.
Thanks, Rohan. Looking ahead to the Bucks next week, Milwaukee does not have a ton of games with the All-Star break carrying over into the week. Just two of them, actually. First, the Bucks travel to Detroit to take on the Pistons at 6 p.m. on Thursday, then after a single day off, come home to host the Philadelphia 76ers in a huge game. That one is Saturday night in Milwaukee at 7:30 p.m. It should be a good one. The Herd also has two games this week. In similar fashion to the Bucks, Wisconsin will travel to Michigan for the first game of the week as the Herd takes on the Grand Rapids Drive at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. That game will be on ESPN+. I figure I'll share where the Herd games are going to be found from now on because I get quite a lot of questions about that, so we'll just throw it right here in the Bucks Starts Here. So after that Wednesday game, the Herd comes home to take on the same opponent on Sunday, when the Herd and Drive face off in Oshkosh at 2:30 p.m. In addition to being on local TV channel 32, that game should also be on NBAGLeague.com. That's it for this week. If you enjoyed this episode and want even more Bucks and Herd talk in your life, you can join the Eurogroup Discord community. Screenshot yourself listening to this pod and tweet it to me or to Rohan at Ty Windish or at Arcadi Jr., or go ahead and email it to tywindishmba@gmail.com. Also, and this is the stuff that really helps us, be sure you're subscribed. Be sure you've given a 5-star rating and left a glowing review. And share the podcast and tell your friends about it. Share it all across your social media. Trust us, we appreciate it. Go ahead and tag us when you do that. We appreciate all of the good feedback, all of the feedback in general, but especially the good feedback and all the love on social. Until next time, go Bucks.